We're at the Seahawks team hotel. He was a quarterback for the Wisconsin Badgers, quarterback's coach with Brett Favre at the Packers, offensive coordinator with Favre at the Vikings, and now the offensive coordinator with Russell Wilson here at Super Bowl 48. It's Daryl Bevel. Daryl, the Badgers are nicely represented in this Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're excited about that. You know, we got four guys on our side, and then, of course, you got Monte Ball on their side, so it's exciting to have a bunch of Badgers in this game.
Pete Carroll talked about the excitement on draft day that he and John Schneider had when Russell Wilson was there in the third round. You must be excited when you've got a camp where you've got Tavares Jackson, Matt Flynn, and a rookie Russell Wilson to compete.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that we really preach in the program is about competition. So we gave all those guys an opportunity. It was really good guys with the two veterans that have been in the league for a long time. And, you know, and then to have Russell to come in there and kind of, put his best foot forward. And he just did such a great job. It really became obvious pretty early that was probably the way we needed to go.
What happened with Matt?
Well, I just think he got beat out. I think if you talk to him, he'll tell you that Russell was given an opportunity. He came in. He did a really nice job. He managed things well. Each and every day he got better. When the preseason games came in, he moved the football team, scored points. You know, and that's really what it comes down to.
The 4th and 7 in the NFC Championship, does that define where Russell is right now in terms of he can take a shot and execute a play like that?
Yeah, it was really exciting, you know, for us to have that play happen. Number one, you know, it was a free play. Guys jumped off sides. Everybody reacted very well. They reacted the way that we want them to. And then Russell was able to recognize that, see it, take a shot, and then obviously make the big play. I think that just shows, you know, how far he's progressed.
How's he doing in the pocket? I mean, this guy can work out of the pocket eventually like Breeze, right?
He's fine in the pocket. You know, I know that a lot of his splash plays come when he's outside the pocket and he's moving and, you know, gets the ball down deep down the field. But he does good in the pocket. He does fine. He throws through the lanes. He sees what he needs to see inside there. And, if they keep him in the pocket, then he still can be successful.
So everything's lined up. Here you are at a Super Bowl. You had so many good teams with Mike Sherman.
Yeah, we were really close. You know, a couple times. I don't think we ever made it to the NFC Championship game when we were there. Did make it when we were in Minnesota, the NFC Championship game. So it's quite a blessing to be here, know how hard it is. You know, it's 14 good years to be able to make it to this point. And, we're just really excited for this opportunity.
People used to say, well, how can you be a quarterback's coach if Brett Favre is the quarterback? I have to think that one of the selling points is Brett calling you and saying, hey, if I come to Minnesota, what's it going to be like? What was that relationship like?
Well, it was a good relationship. You know, we started to foster that relationship when I was in Green Bay. The first 3 years, I was just a quality control guy. And then the next 3 years, I was coaching the quarterbacks. It was fun to do. It's hard. It's good work. Brett's great to work with. He puts his time in. He studies ball. He's going to ask a lot of questions. He's going to want to know why we're doing certain things. He's going to try to, try to tweak things, do things on his own a little bit as well. So you got to, be able to manage that. And, I'm just proud of the fact of, how well he was able to do there. Then he was able to come to Minnesota and probably have arguably the best year that he ever had.
From his days when he took the Packers to the Super Bowl to the time that you were working with him in Green Bay, he improved his footwork.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to say he had great footwork, but he really did work on it. I think one of the special things about him, why he was able to play so long, was because of his footwork and because, his feet were never really in the ground. He was able to keep his feet moving. He could throw from awkward positions. He had strong enough arm to get the ball anywhere from however his feet were, and I think that was one of the secrets that kept him healthy for so long.
What was that summer like, though, in 2008? I mean, he was calling you and saying, should I come there? What do you think of the situation? Because he trusted you.
Well, there was a lot of conversations, back and forth. And, I think that at that point he really had a, kind of like a chip on his shoulder. He wanted to prove that the year that he had with the Jets wasn't him, that he could still play, his arm was injured. He wanted to have, he had a point to prove. And, so there was good conversations about it. And we just were telling him this would be a good opportunity for you to be able to come and do that. He's going to be able to play the Packers 2 times and all those things that we were able to build up to be able to bring him to Minnesota.
Marshawn Lynch, dependable receivers in Baldwin and Curse. And then Percy Harvin.
Yeah, we're excited, you know, to be able to have him for, you know, for this game. I think you've seen this, the impact that he can have on a game, the splash plays that he's been able to make, the, you know, the few plays that he's been out there for. So we're excited to have him play.
And Brett used to rave about that guy. He would say, hey, look, I got Adrian Peterson. I got a great offensive line. And, man, this Percy Harvin kid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's rookie of the year for a reason. I mean, he's a special talent. He can catch the ball. Once you get in his hands, though, that's when he becomes special. You know, his ability to run. He runs like a running back, doesn't run like a wide receiver. He's a physical runner. He's got great speed that he can take at the distance. I mean, he's special.
Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Darrell. Former Badgers quarterback, Packers, Vikings, and now offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, it's Darrell Bevel.